Testing 1, 2, 3. So Phil Henry, this coach Vernon Dozier, Phil Henry asked me to do the pre-show and to introduce today's encore show, as they call it that, right?
Yeah.
And I guess you feeling kind of bad.
Talk about tomorrow.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it. Dickman's here. He's the guy that said the Dodgers had...
We'll talk about it tomorrow. You're on the pre-show now.
I know I'm on the pre-show. Mr. Henry said I could talk. Well, all right.
Talk about it. I don't talk about it.
Well, anyway, Dickman here. He said, no way the Dodgers are going to lose that series. Jesus, man.
Well, what'd you think?
Okay, yeah, I thought that they'd probably, that I think you'd have to be crazy. I think you'd have to be mentally unstable or basically just a clinical imbecile to say with a straight face, oh, San Diego's going to win that series.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say to Esposito.
Esposito had it right, though.
He didn't say they're going to win. He said they had a good chance.
All right, but I mean, at least he had cojones enough to say that. He said that the look, you know, I know you guys are talking about this tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're talking. Don't blow it now.
I'm not blowing anything. You want to see who's blowing something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you better watch it. Mr. Henry will think it's hobophobia.
What do you mean hobophobia? I heard you people do that joke.
I mean homophobia.
So, all right, yeah. So listen tomorrow night, I guess. You guys are going to do a debate on that. But this is a pre-show. And one thing I will comment on is Tampa Bay losing in football Sunday. Who'd they lose to? Pittsburgh. And you talk about a fan base that is casting about and looking for who?
Mommy! Wee!
That's it.
God, you're weird.
That's me. That's me. Hey. Let me tell you something, Dickman. I'm not arguing. I am weird. Why do you think I retired? Because this has gotten to me, man. It's damaged my brain. Coaching. Damaged my brain. Okay. So Mr. Henry said to go to the date of last year's show. Where are we here? Oh, there it is.
Go right here.
I got it. So we're going to go to October 17th of last year. I don't know what we're going to find, but this year pre-show is audio for today. The 17th of October. If you want to hear the pre-show of the actual show we're going to be playing back, you can check out the video cast of that show because the pre-show will be on that. And yeah, that's I was going to say some other place, but no, that's where it's going to be.
You got to log in.
I think I am logged in.
Oh.
So go to the archives here, see what we can see. I've been coming on the Phil Henry show for many years, as a lot of you know. Going all the way back to the early 2000s when I was coaching, when I started coaching Belmar. And I got to know a lot of guys in the Henry orbit, in the Henry football orbit. One of them was Bill Riddell, great coach at Oaks Christian, and Bill, former player in Canada as well, before he came back to the United States. And he coached a lot of the same places I did. But that was back way back when we were all hanging out.
You mean hanging out?
Hey, Dickman.
I'm sorry.
All right, so October of 2021, October 17th, let's see where we're at. And Mr. Henry said to be careful about...
You've got to be careful that we have not played it before.
I know, I got it. Not that I listen to this show religiously, so I wouldn't know. All right, so here it is. The Monday was a replay, so Tuesday... Phil is kicked out of the studio by the panel. Margaret Gray interviews Jay Santos. Was that show done?
I don't know.
That might be fun. That might be a lot of fun. I honestly don't think
hey,
it
this
was.
Is Phil Henry. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, go to the classic podcast for today because we will update you on the saga of Kenny Slagg, who, as you know, took $5,000 from Colin Porkaby, promised that it would make his penis longer.
The hell is this?
Was a this job, we're doing we're teasing
Mr.
the show.
Mr. Slagg has gone missing. Apparently was located by Mr. Porkaby, and we'll find out what
Porkaby.
Further news
what
we have on that with Colin Porkaby and the
right.
whereabouts
how do we
and the disposition
on this thing?
Of Mr. Kenny Slagg, who went missing over the last few days. That's coming up on today's classic podcast. Download it at philhenryshow.com.
Good day to you. This is Margaret Gray filling in for Phil Henry. One of the reasons why I'm filling in for Phil is he had quite an angst-ridden and angry pre-show. Those of you who are subscribers you'll know what I'm talking about. Go and listen to the pre-show today. If you don't have a subscription,
I don't think we played this one, did we?
No, I don't think so. I take a shot at it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, let me download that. And then what do I got to do?
Got to get a classic.
All right, we're going to go get a classic podcast too. So that one's downloaded.
Yeah.
And then I go over here to the archive and I go to where?
Go to like 2002, I think.
I don't know, man. This is all pretty far out to me. I think you go to 1999. I think you guys have done.
It might be 99.
Here's 2001. Yeah, I think it's a 1999. Excuse me, 1999. There's 2006, 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, and then 2000, and then here's a 2006. This is interesting. That was last week ago, Friday, 2004. They haven't done any 1999 in a long time.
Yeah, you should do one.
All right, I'm just looking. 2001, and here it is, 99, December. So it's October of 99. Haven't done a 1999 since whatever day this was.
That's like the end of September.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time. So October of 1999 we'll go to and see what we can find. That was the first year, the first month, I should say, right?
That was the first month of syndication. You know?
Yeah, that's great, Dickman. You know, you give a spin to everything like you're Mr. Hey.
That's right. Compared to you, that's who I am, man. Okay, don't wear it out.
What do you mean, don't wear it out? You ought to use the right terminology for things.
What do you mean?
You know, you when you say don't wear it out, that's something you say like, that's my name, don't wear it out. Not, yeah, I got it going on, don't wear it out.
Huh?
F it, man. Jesus.
Right here.
I got it, man. I got it. Okay, so Monday, October 18th. Is that the one?
No, I'd go back to the 15th.
Go back to Friday the 15th. Okay. You shot Grandpa. Close personal friend Don Parsley calls in to let Phil know that his grandfather has just passed away from an accidental self-inflicted. That's so funny. I think you played this one, but it's so damn funny we ought to do it again.
I agree.
We ought to do it again. You shot Grandpa. I think it's a classic. All right, so we'll download that and then go over here and do the Do and the Funky Chicken too, you know.
What does that mean anyway?
That's an old 60s term. The Funky Chicken was a dance.
No, I know that, but...
Well, if you know that, then the... And Do the Do was just like, get it on, do it, you know. It wasn't necessarily sex. What the hell is all this? Actors Access.
Well, that's Mr. Henry's. You're looking at Mr. Henry's email. You better watch out.
Oh, take it easy. We Transfer, Actors Access, Jesus H. Cries. There's a lot of things here. Okay, let's go ahead and paste that. October of 99. And send it on over, man. I mean, I better watch out.
That's Mr. Henry's email. You're looking in a private area.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to look at his email. We Transfer, Actors Access, Bank of America. We Transfer.
That's just all from days gone by.
No, I get that, man. What? Okay, yeah.
That's an Actor's Access.
I know, I can read. Okay, so there we go, folks. And I guess I got to do the...
I got to do the commercial. What?
You got to do the commercial. Okay, anyway, here we go. Hey, folks, it's Coach Vernon Dozier. I'm not on this show today, by the way. This show today is an encore show from 1999 featuring, guy, what's it?
Don Parsley.
Don Parsley. But I will tell you this. I will be featured coming up with the whole, you know, your and all that. Let's do this again. Fuck that. Hi, folks, this is Coach...